10 years ago tomorrow, Hurricane Andrew hit U.S. soil in southern Florida. It caused an estimated $30 billion in damage, the country's most expensive natural disaster ever. Andrew's winds were originally estimated to be 145 miles per hour. This week, the National Hurricane Center revised the wind speed to 155 miles per hour, upgrading it to a Category 5, the highest possible number on the scale, and making Andrew one of the three strongest storms to hit the U.S. One of the areas devastated by the hurricane was Homestead, Florida. Robert Marchioli has lived there for the past 27 years. The pharmacist says he and his family were expecting Hurricane Andrew that August evening. They just weren't prepared for its intensity.
Wife was at home, like kids were at home. We finished up boarding the house, and then my wife went to work. She worked as a respiratory therapist in the night shift, so she left about 7.
And was the thinking that, I mean, especially she worked at a hospital, that she really should be on the job, whatever happened?
Right. She felt she should go, and even then, we didn't think it was going to be that bad.
You and the kids are home, and she's at the job.
She's at work, right. She's calling about every hour. This is Sunday night. It gets later and later, and then it started happening about maybe 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning, and finally, we had full force around 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning. We had wood up on most of the house. A lot of the wood was blowing off, and then we had the windows breaking, and as the windows broke in the bedrooms, we just closed the door on that bedroom, got out of there, went to a different place where we felt safer. At one point, my son and myself were holding the front door because we didn't have any protection on the front door, and most front doors in this country, you have a deadbolt and you have a knob to turn it, and those are the only two points that held the door. The top and the bottom were being pushed in by the wind, and the whole house begins to shake from this tornado kind of thing and vibrate. Pictures starting to fall off the walls, and you could actually see things moving that you don't usually see moving, like walls and your ceiling and things like that. It's very, very frightening.
And your wife then must have just been coming home from work if she gets off in the morning.
Yeah, she came home that next day at around 9:30, 10, but she couldn't find our house because the whole neighborhood had changed so drastically. She had no landmarks. There were no street signs were all down, and all the trees were down, and she just had a real hard time finding her way home. And when everything's all knocked over and everything looks the same, it's kind of confusing.
Did you manage to work out of the pharmacy?
No, we couldn't work out of the pharmacy. What we did was we rented a trailer, put it on the street right in front of the pharmacy with a generator, and then we moved some of the stuff we could salvage from the store, some of the equipment in there that was still good. And we started dispensing prescriptions about 10 days later.
It seems like when people go through something like this, among themselves, they'll occasionally talk about it, exchange
right.
stories or sort of, you know, relive it in a way.
Uh-huh.
What about you and maybe other neighbors and friends who lived through this?
The people who really had a hard time of it don't really want to talk about it. It sort of reminds me of veterans from World War II. When you see them and you ask them about it, they just really don't want to talk about it. I think when you're in a situation where you're afraid for your life and you get through it, it sort of does something to you inside where you're it's just some place you really don't want to revisit.
Hurricane Andrew survivor Robert Marchioli in Homestead, Florida.